me first, Francis, thank the folks in Chicago. The people here in this city, and you're probably familiar with it, they're just wonderful folks, and the hospitality is outstanding. So being in Chicago is a real treat for all of us. And the conference, so while we all call it Fed Fleet, it's actually the National Motor Vehicle and Aviation Workshop and Exposition, and it's going just terrific. We've got over 1,600 registered attendees this year, which is the largest crowd that we've ever had. 38% of them are here for the very first time, so we have a lot of new faces in the crowd. So we're real excited about it, and we're off to a great start.
What exactly is this conference? What are you accomplishing with your people while you're there?
Well, there's an awful lot of things that are going on, Francis. To understand this, let me give you just a little bit of background. When you talk about the federal motor vehicle fleet, you're talking about 645,000-plus vehicles. That's, you know, we drive over 5.1 billion miles. That's a billion with a B, driven every year, use over 362 million gallons of fuel consumed each year. So there's a lot of good management practices that need to come into play to manage a fleet of that size. On the aircraft side of it, we have over 1,600 aircraft to support missions around the country. So, again, a lot of different management, good management practices need to be discussed, improved, and efficiencies, and we need to look for that every chance we can. So this conference is an opportunity for us to bring together those managers in both the fleet, the motor vehicle side, and on the aviation and aircraft side, to talk about some of the best practices, what we're doing, how we're doing it. Some of the things that we're talking about, safety is a big concern here on both sides of this conference. So we have a lot of different sessions talking about safety, driver safety, aviation safety, those sort of things. Technology always plays a role in any sort of conference you're doing. So we're talking a lot about new enhancements in the technology sector that can help us in the systems arena better manage what we have to manage. Environmental issues, obviously huge in this world when you're talking 362 million gallons of fuel consumed each year just with the motor vehicles. Environmental issues and alternative fuel vehicles is a major topic of conversation. So all those things are being discussed here, both in plenary sessions as well as several breakout sessions. We bring in a variety of experts, both in the government and from the private sector, to talk about these things.
You mentioned that you have a terrific attendance there, a large crowd. Who exactly are these people in the federal government? What level are they at? What are they managing, and so forth?
Well, I think you've got a variety of levels. They represent almost all federal agencies that have motor vehicles or aircraft out there. And they could be anywhere from, I don't know, GS 9s, 11s, all the way to senior executives here that play a variety of roles in their management chain of their particular agency. Some agencies, Francis, have a very large motor vehicle fleet. Some have a very small one. So depending upon, I guess, the size of the effort and the responsibility within the agency, that might very well determine how many people they send, what level they are within the government, and the same on the aircraft side. But it's a variety of levels, mostly management folks, and some very specific to fleet management.
And I imagine with the diversity of vehicles and the differences in the fleets from agency to agency, you've got to cover a pretty wide variety. It's not just like you've got 645,000 sedans, and that's all you have to think about.
That's absolutely right. We have almost 10,000 buses and things like that. We have almost 400,000 of those 600-plus vehicles are trucks. And some of those trucks are the big, very big trucks. We have small trucks, medium trucks, and the very big ones. So you're right. It's a lot of different things that they have to manage in terms of where they fuel them, the maintenance of those trucks, the required maintenance of those trucks, the replacement criteria for those trucks and buses, all those things come into play. So you bet, the larger the agency fleet, the bigger the management issues that they'll have to deal with. And this is a conference where we can bring all those people together to sit in different workshops and get those issues on the table, talk about them, share best practices, and hopefully improve the efficiency of the federal fleet overall.
In these sessions that you're talking about, who are the people at the fronts of the room? Who are the people who are providing this knowledge base to the people who are coming in from the various agencies?
Well, Francis, we have folks both from within the government and folks from the private sector that might be, for instance, we may have some folks here that are safety experts in the private sector that are familiar with a variety of different practices to make vehicle safety much better. Online driver training courses, things like that that we may want to talk about. We also have agency experts, people that focus on nothing but fleet and how to manage a fleet. We have, as you probably know, within GSA, we have our own GSA fleet where we have almost 200, a little over 200,000 vehicles that we turn and lease to our civilian agency and DOD agency customers. And we have people that within that organization that really are experts in managing fleet, that know about the maintenance, that know how to handle accidents, that know all those sort of things. And they're here to share and teach and talk about issues that folks have and to help and how some of those agencies that are dealing with those tough issues may best deal with them. So we have a variety of expertise at the front of the room.
What are the trends that are developing in fleet management, not necessarily just in the government, but overall?
Well, you know, trends obviously imply sort of over a long length of time, and the trends have been developing for quite a while. You know, it wasn't all that long ago, Francis, that the government was out buying your very basic vehicle, you know, with roll-up windows and no floor mats and all those sort of things, just ill-equipped, to say the least. And we did it because that was the cheapest vehicle we could buy. But when it came time to turn around and sell that vehicle to replace it, we were getting absolutely nothing for it. So the life cycle cost of the vehicle, we have learned, is much better in terms of value when we go out and we buy a vehicle that is properly equipped, that will have value on the back end of it. So when we put it on the used car market, that we'll get the most out of it, and hence the cost for that vehicle overall is lower than it would have been otherwise. That's one trend. Managing fuel, obviously, is huge, making sure that people have the right vehicles to support their mission. In many cases, an SUV is a vehicle that's appropriate, depending upon the mission of a particular agency. But SUVs were very popular at one time, as you well know, and they're not quite as popular as they have been because they consume a fair amount of gas. So there's a lot of folks now that are taking a good hard look at their fleet and the makeup of that fleet, and maybe they can take that SUV, replace it with a minivan or a sedan, accomplish the same thing, use less fuel, save money, and the government's better off. Those sort of trends are some of the things that we're talking about.
What are some topics that you're covering at this year's conference that maybe you haven't covered in the past? I imagine safety is something that you've dealt with every single year, and it's always on the minds of the people who are attending. What are some topics that maybe you haven't covered before that you're approaching for the first time?
Well, you're right about safety. That is something that while we have talked about it before, it is probably a little bit more prevalent this year than it has been in years past. So while some things we've talked about before, we might be expanding the conversation a little bit as the interest in these different topics heats up. The other thing that we are finding out and we're learning is that there is a maritime piece of all this. There are people out there in the government that actually manage vessels, watercraft, those sort of things. We're having some of those conversations with those people for the very first time at this particular conference. There's been an agency group, interagency group, that's been put together to talk about some of the issues they face. And to be honest with you, I'm going to head to a meeting a little bit later today to learn some about that myself. So that's one of the things that's brand new to the conference this year.
Tell me the details on how much longer the conference runs and how people can learn more about it.
Well, the conference runs through Thursday. We kicked off yesterday, and we will wrap up on Thursday. There is a website out there. You can actually go to gsa.gov, or you can just simply Google FedFleet, FedFleet, and you will that'll bring up the website where you can learn everything you want to learn about FedFleet. We have the conference every year. Next year we'll have it in July of 2010, I believe. Next year I think it's going to be in Phoenix. So there's plenty of information on the website. And plenty of information on gsa.gov in terms of what we do in this particular arena.